What is a day like now in the life of John Murray as a director of a Superbook when there are no sports going on?
Well, there's still a lot of work to do, but it's not it's not what we want to be doing. Right. You know, it's just we're moving forward. We're working on the stuff that we're going to have up for betting as soon as we can reopen this place, man. And I just hope that day comes sooner rather than later. I think what we really need, we need one of the major leagues to take the lead and say we're coming back.
All right.
And I think when that happens, they're all going to follow. That's how this all started, right? The NBA suspended play, and then within, 24 hours, 48 hours, everybody else was suspended too?
Yep. Well, it sounds like, at least like with the NBA, John, they're trying to be the first to formulate some sort of plan. I don't know if you saw the CNBC report that they were talking about Vegas as a neutral site and possibly doing something around a 28-team sort of tournament that would culminate in the NBA Finals that would be played out here. It'd be at the Thomas and Mack and the Cox Pavilion, but it sounds like the NBA is trying to do something at least in terms of putting a framework out there for a possible return.
Why would they need to go as deep as 28, Johnny? I mean, we can't narrow that down a little bit to maybe like four from each conference. I mean, even that seems like a lot. I mean, there's only realistically, there's only three teams that can win the championship, two LA teams and Milwaukee.
Right.
Why don't we just do the Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals, and get it over with.
I think a lot of that has to do with TV money, right? And like making up some games for, you know, national TV and Turner and things like that. So yeah, we'd be forced to watch like a one-off playoff game between the Cavaliers and the Hawks.
Don't act like you wouldn't enjoy it. You wouldn't be forced to do anything. You'd be loving it. Hey, I'd watch anything right now. You know, if there was any kind of live sporting event, I think the handle numbers, the TV ratings would be through the roof. I mean, how many of these classic games or classic fights can we really be expected to sit through?
Right.
I can't get into it. Like, I know that I appreciate the networks are showing these old boxing fights, these old college basketball games, but I don't know how people watch stuff when they know the outcome.
What about simulated Madden and NBA 2K matches? You're not in on this?
I can't do it. I can't. I mean, I see people tweeting about like simulated Madden games, and they got betting lines on it, and I appreciate it. But I can't. I just can't get involved, man. I need the real deal.
I saw one where, and I feel like we do this all the time with quarterbacks, and we blame them for everything, and they're doing it in the Madden game. Like, I saw a clip of Kirk Cousins like play action on the 1 yard line. They're like, classic Kirk Cousins. I'm like, that's an awful play call. You can't
simulated,
do that.
Simulated Kirk Cousins can't win the big one. You know, maybe simulated Kirk Cousins doesn't want it enough, John.
That's true.
Potential explanation there.
Well, I'm curious. So you mentioned giving us something like action-wise. Yeah. It sounds like they're pushing forward here with the NFL draft. And even right. Goodell comes out and says, hey, look, guys, don't say anything or else I'm going to discipline you, essentially telling GM, shut the hell up. We're moving forward. Are you guys planning on doing anything with that? I know you're closed right now, because I would think the handle on something like the NFL draft would be massive given the current situation of the world.
I mean, we'd love to have that opportunity. You know, we would need to be open before the draft, but right. Of course, absolutely. If we were open before the draft, we would absolutely have a whole slew of draft props. And I think you're definitely correct. People are going to jump in to bet that stuff because, again, it's finally something that's a live event, and it's not a soccer league in a country that most people haven't heard of. I mean, it's a real live event in a sport that many people in this country care about, and absolutely, the draft props would be big, big handle. We'd love to have that opportunity is about all I can say.
You know, John, I know that there are some books that chose to try to keep the app going with exactly the stuff that you're talking about, like these way off-the-wall markets in other countries. Like, to try to figure out how to book something like that, where would you even start?
Well, you're talking about the, like Belarus soccer and stuff.
Exactly.
I don't know what they're doing. I mean, there's a market for it. I would imagine that they're looking at that market, and they're probably getting pretty close to those numbers. And then if they had a sharp bet, I mean, that sounds silly. I guess they'd try to book the need that side. I don't know that there's too many sharp players out there, at least in this country, on sports like that. But, you know, we were doing it there for a time. Our guys, I thought, did a really good job of putting up – I think they did Australian soccer. The Mexican soccer was very popular.
Right.
We wrote a lot of money on that. I mean, our guys were, before we were closed, our guys were, in my opinion, were really doing a great job of seeking things out to take bets on and writing some money. But that seems like a long time ago. That was only about 2 weeks ago. And almost all the things we were booking then have been shut down now as well. So there's just not a whole lot of reason for us to be open right now, even if we could be.